generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Most people learn to trust in God's love by first trusting in their parents' love. By repeated acts of responding to a baby's cry for food and for care and for tenderness, a baby slowly learns to trust not only the visible parents that he or she can see, but also the invisible parent whom he or she cannot see, the Heavenly Father, who provides for the baby as well as for his or her parents. My personal trust in my parents and in God the Father took an exponential leap forward thanks to a traumatic event I experienced at 7 years old. My family emigrated from India, and we immigrated to the United States in 1976. You know, those two words, emigrate and immigrate, are so confusing, aren't they? This migration was traumatic for the 7-year-old Father John, because overnight, I lost everything. My home, my school, spicy Indian food, my friends, my church, my playground, my neighbors, my extended family. In short, my whole life disappeared in an instant. But that trauma also taught me to trust in God. Because even though I might lose everything else in life, the one person I will never lose is God. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 35, "Heaven and earth will pass away,
but my words will not pass away. God will be there for us. Indeed, that moment marked my life to such a dramatic degree that I am convinced that it was the root of my priestly vocation. How so? Well, I learned to cling tightly to Christ, the word of the Father that never passes away, the one you can never lose. And I wanted to teach others how to do that too. Strange as it sounds, traumatic moments can help us to trust the Father. The prophet Jeremiah proclaims God's trustworthiness to the people of Israel. The chosen people, too, have suffered a traumatic event, perhaps second only to their slavery in Egypt, out of which they emigrated under the leadership of Moses. But Jeremiah urges the people to trust during the Babylonian captivity, where they were exiled for approximately 70 years. Jeremiah tried to help them catch the same insight that I had glimpsed. You can lose everything in life, but you will never lose God. The great prophet wrote, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green." My trauma at 7 years old helped me to trust in God's love, and that trust budded forth in a priestly vocation. As the people of Israel trusted in God's love during their 70-year traumatic exile, they discovered their vocation to be a priestly people, praising God who never abandons them. Having learned to trust in God, they immigrated back to Jerusalem. Catching the difference between emigrate and immigrate yet? How high is the level of your trust in God these days? I hope that most of you have grown up in trusting the Heavenly Father's love by being well taken care of by your earthly parents. We have seen God's love indirectly because we have seen that divine love shining brightly in the human love of our parents. Tragically, however, not all children grow up in loving homes where their cry for food, clothing, care, and tenderness is met immediately. Indeed, sometimes not at all. Worse still are instances of the abuse of children, almost unimaginable. How hard it must be for those children to trust, maybe even just to believe, that God loves them and takes care of them, or even that God exists. All the comfort I can offer is my own meager experience and that of the prophet Jeremiah. You may lose everything else and everyone else in your life, but you will never lose God. Therefore, cling to Him with all your might. Why? Well, then you too will be a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress. It still bears fruit. Who knows? Maybe in the midst of all the trauma, you might discover a vocation to be a priestly person, praising God who never abandons us. Praised be Jesus Christ.